on the other side, also missing a regular contributor, also getting down 10 early because of a 12-2 run, but no comeback for Nebraska men's basketball against Penn State last night. Currently last place in the league, had been on a 7-game slide. As I said on After Nebraska Ball, that 7-game losing streak was a little bit, maybe a little bit smoke and mirrors, a little bit not indicative of the way Penn State had been playing, because they had three of those games that were 1 or 2 point losses on the road. So it wasn't something that was necessarily the full picture for what Penn State had been doing. And yet, for Nebraska men's basketball to not really be competitive at all over 40 minutes, and that's not to say that there was an effort. This was different than the Michigan State game. Mm-hmm. Like, this was different than Purdue, where you didn't see the heads just go down and the shoulders droop and they were out of it emotionally. No, this was just a butt kicking from start to finish on the road for Nebraska, and now you're still sitting at those 17 wins, Nick.
And this is the one, there's a lot of different factors I look at this game. First of all, something about that damn Bryce Jordan Center. It's the bring your own energy. It's too big for Penn State. They need to play in the student gym that they did. They played that one game last year. They need to do more of that, because the Bryce Jordan Center, it's where good basketball goes to die. And that's not making an excuse for Nebraska, but it's always been dubbed that. I mean, even some of your most elite basketball programs that go there, you really have to, you have to bring your own energy. I mean, it's just that type of place. But the Bryce Williams getting in foul trouble early obviously doesn't help, but you're looking at this team offensively, the amount, and this, it almost looked like a carbon copy of the Northwestern game of the first half. You're watching a lot of bunnies being missed, your good looks in the paint just not finishing, and then on the other end, Penn State couldn't miss. Defensively, they really pressured Nebraska, and the, what was it, 11 turnovers in the first half? I mean, that was bad. At least they cut that number down, and they shot better in the second half, but there was just something about the comparison when Nebraska got down by 20 still in the first half. And I'm sure there was a lot of people tweeting out of, okay, they got them right where they want them. You know, this happened, but you can't do that. This isn't something that you can continue to do week in and week out on the road. They survived it against Washington, but look, the Washington thing was an anomaly in my opinion, because Washington was shooting red hot, that you knew they were going to come back down to the mean as long as Nebraska could stay afloat. Nebraska wasn't shooting bad. I mean, Washington was just playing a much better game, and you knew that was going to come down. So you didn't feel completely out of the race in that game. The Northwestern one was a shocker because of how bad the 25 minutes of basketball was in that game. That one was a shocker. But you're watching that yesterday, and to think that, okay, Nebraska can just flip that switch again on how horrific they were shooting in the first half, and really having some struggles defensively as well, and just the overall dominance in the paint by Penn State offensively, that was a concern. And in watching that game, look, I'm not ready to say, okay, everybody needs to start hitting the panic button, but you got a damn good Michigan team coming to Pinnacle Bank Arena after you're licking your wounds on a, what is, I'm assuming, was probably one of the longest flights coming back, having to sit on that one till you get to Lincoln last night. We're just talking about the women's team. You get that uplifting victory of, hey, this is who we are in February. And Nebraska would like to be more of what they've shown up until last night, even despite being down in that awful 25 minutes against Northwestern, to come back and say, hey, we have that in us. Okay, well, there should be a bit of a concern, because you can't get down 20 points in the NCAA tournament and expect to have a ferocious comeback. This team does not shoot the ball that well to live like that. So we've seen it many times. 80% of this team's victories are when they come out and they set the tone early, both offensively and then defensively. That hasn't happened here in a while. They've gotten a couple wins out of it, but it hasn't happened in a while.
Yeah, you go back to the Illinois-Oregon tandem of massive wins for Nebraska men's basketball, and the Huskers trailed a total of 46 seconds over those two games.
Yeah, yep.
Since then, Nebraska has not led at halftime in a single game since those two games. And now And there were people talking there. Well, if Nebraska plays the way that they played in the first half last night, they're not making the NCAA tournament. Sure. If that is who this team is the way the first half went, I get that. But also you saw what happened against Illinois and Oregon. You saw what happened in the second half in Seattle, getting down so much to Washington. And last night was, I think, still a little bit of an anomaly as well, because Penn State, through the first 29 minutes, was shooting 68% from the field.
Yeah.
Now, yes, they did regress to the mean of 60% by the end of the game, and Nebraska shot 51%. Yeah. So it was just Penn State absolutely could not miss. And in the second half, especially for Nebraska, it was you got the shooting going. Nebraska shot over 60% in the second half. You got the offense going, but just could not stop the Nittany Lions one bit. 4 days off now to come home for that Michigan game, and then 4 more days off before hosting Minnesota. Still, a lot of the bracketology is looking at Nebraska men's basketball as in or should be in, but you do have to take care of business over these last 4, where you have got home with Michigan and Minnesota, at Ohio State, then closing it down home against Iowa, and that'll be big for getting into your Big Ten conference seeding.